On paper, this looks like a huge mismatch for the Broncos. The Chiefs are coming in 0-3, while the Broncos come in 3-0 with an offense that is averaging 38 points per game. But Broncos fans need to remember this. This is the Chiefs at Arrowhead, a road game the Broncos have always struggled with. In fact, the Broncos will be going for their second straight win in Kansas City, the last time they accomplished such a feat, 1977.
Great fans, loud, makes it a tough place to play. You know, when you have fans like that are really loud, it's hard for an offense to communicate. It's and to get into a good rhythm.
Now, if you look at our history in Arrowhead, you know how tough those games have been. You know, we haven't fared very well. So our football team is well aware of what it's like to play at Arrowhead, and hopefully we're ready for it.
You know, I think it's just a lot to do with the rivalry. I mean, been playing there for a long time. It's a tough stadium. It's one of the loudest in the league. They just play good defense against us, you know. They always have a good scheme. They always come ready to play. And like I said, I mean, every NFL team out there has talent. I mean, every team can win each and every week. You can lose to anybody. So we got our hands full, definitely.
Battling the atmosphere and history at Arrowhead will be one task, but making sure the Broncos avoid a letdown is another.
No, you can't fall into that trap. I mean, you just take a look, and I can give you the five-year stats teams at 0-3, and as people mention, I've got the stats, but the reason why you've got the stats, it's reality. You know, there's going to be there's teams that are playing that are 0-3 that are going to be winning this weekend, and you don't want to be one of the teams that, especially on the road, that goes in and you let up your guard at all, and all of a sudden you get beat. I mean, Kansas City really had the game won, and New England. They had some drop passes, some missed opportunities, and an excellent chance to put that game away. So I think our football team, even though we're young, hopefully we got enough veterans that will let these young guys know that this is a National Football League. If you're not ready, you're going to get beat.
You know, I mean, we're kind of a young team, so, I mean, we're not going to overlook anybody. We know that each and every week's a battle, you know. They have talent like every other NFL team. And you look at the record, I mean, when you play an Arrowhead, I mean, it's a tough battle. So we're not overlooking this one at all. Yeah, I mean, you always have to be concerned, you know. I'm kind of glad we're on the road this week. Get away from Mile High a little bit. You get on the road, and, you know, it's just kind of us guys out there battling against them. So letdown's always possible, especially, you know, the two emotional wins we've had these past week. I mean, kind of up and down. But like I said, we've got a good group of guys, and I'm sure they'll be ready.
We got a lot of professionals on this team. I don't think you really have to have too many conversations about it. I mean, you know, everybody, we don't have no rookies out there in the starting lineup, so everybody knows that in the NFL, you know, you're capable of getting beat each week, so you got to, you know, have yourself ready to play no matter who it is, no matter what the record is.
I don't think this team really needs the motivation, but as a head coach, that's his job to remind us, to keep us, to make sure we're on point, not to get too relax, you know, too complacent, to stay on top of things. And we very aware, you know, like I said, from day one, man, coaches made moves. The chemistry is great. You know, everybody's on the same page, and we understand what our goal is. And our goal is to be playing in postseason at the end of the year. So, and everybody's, you know, looking forward to that and working towards that. So we're not taking nobody for granted. In this league right here, anybody is capable of winning. And the Chiefs, you know, they have capable players, have an All-Pro Hall of Fame tight end with an All-Pro running back and good players on defense. So we can't take them guys for granted. We have to prepare like we're playing against Super Bowl champs, and that's going to be our approach coming in for the Sunday game.
For the Broncos, this will also be a chance for the defense to improve. The last 2 weeks, they have given up points of 38 and 32. Kansas City comes in ranked 28th overall in total offense. The Broncos know they have work to do, but like the potential and where they are going.
We want to go out and redeem ourselves. I mean, the backs out the backfield has been hurting us right now. And you know, Larry Johnson is more of a downhill guy. He's not a guy that catches it out the backfield. So we're hoping that helps us. And, you know, we just got to continue doing what we're doing and just get off the field on third down.
I mean, I look at the positive. I look at the big plays we made, you know, there in the game with the goal line stop, with the stop at the end of the game. I mean, those are game-changing events that happened right there. So, you know, as a defense, we're looking at the positives and working on the negatives.
Like I say, I know statistics are not looking good for our defense, but, you know, we started, you know, all three games off well, you know, and offense the last 2 weeks have made adjustments and been able to catch a few passes out the backfield, catch some downfield, stuff like that. But we're looking forward to, you know, playing well for four quarters, dominating, and winning this football game. You know, we have the capability to dominate when we're out there. You know, we show flashes of that. So we want to try to be more consistent, and hopefully it leads to a better result for the defense at the end of the day.
That's going to do it for this edition of Broncos TV. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. here in Denver and Kansas City. Make sure you log on to denverbroncos.com throughout the game for all your updates. And, of course, Broncos TV will be there following the game with all of your post-game coverage. Thanks for watching.